Jasmine.
Hello, Jasmine.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Right now, you're the only one.
Oh, okay. We're having a Parashat Yitro.
Correct.
Okay. How was your two beach bar?
It was good. I looked at a lot of trees.
Oh, okay. That was something. Looking at the trees, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, part of it, huh?
It is part of it if you wish it to be. Most people don't do that.
Oh. All right. I'll know next time. I'll enjoy, you know, like part of the Shabbat or whatever next time is coming, watching, you know, observing the trees, isn't it?
Correct.
The recipes were great. I gave it to my friend, and she made this dry fruit with the etrogs. It was delicious.
Excellent.
So we had quite a few big staters. I bought like 30 different fruits and arranged on the bed and the table and, you know, do the Seder like 4 hours. We had so much fun last night.
Baruch Hashem. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Things are good.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, yes. One day at a time.
Exactly. Two, 3 more minutes.
Okay. Nine minutes already.
I know.
Did you do the third meal?
Yes.
We just finished.
Baruch Hashem.
Brandela.
Welcome, Brandy. Shavua Tov.
Oh, thank you.
Please join us in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Zerura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yitav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamim gamrem. Betetresh, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Erev Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geh Lamcha Pene Zogre Kiddushata Yud Gibalamet He Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talubot Shin Kufav Sadiyuta. The letters of the month of Shvat. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the water carrier. Some say the water bucket. Which is the astrological sign of Aquarius. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel, and indicates a connection to this unity of the spiritual with the physical. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate the right column from the left column energy within that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Notse Chesed Lalafim, Notse Awon Vachesha, Vechata'a Vinake. We're now going to read the energies of the years, the verses that connect to the energy of the years from the Tanakh. But first we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'akta l'shem yud he b'vav he B'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konaneh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konanehu. The first year is our current year, the year of the goat, 5777. There are two verses that connect to this energy. One is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of the words of this verse, we're able to permute them into three Hebrew words, tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. There are also two verses, well, the second verse that connects to 5777 is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, because this verse has the name of the year within it, Tafshin Ayin Zion. Kim ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Hadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The next year, 5776, the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to it. The first of those verses Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha yulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayachaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilo tamlacha v'yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse, and when we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me He 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 Aka Are Kaha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Adead Ki biya yo he Adonai yo he wahe tzur olamim. The year 5775, the year that death is swallowed forever. There are 3 verses that connect to this energy. The first is in Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavo iyam asher yitchabe sham washaltem elai el nachon. Wehalati ichem, wechayim yeshno varetz vechipasti oto bekol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774, the energy of which is peace in the Middle East. And that's only one verse that connects to that energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom l'amil Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 16th of Shabbat. Rabbi Yaakov Hager, Rabbi David of Kolomai, Rabbi Yonah Navon, Rabbi Asher Svi of Ostraha, Rabbi Shalom Mordechai HaKohen Shwadron, Rabbi Alter Yecheskel Horowitz, Rabbi Abraham Shlomo Biederman, Rabbi Binyamin Benish Ben Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Finkel. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parsha of Yitro. We can find that on the Revealed Wisdom pages, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 1, the right-hand column. When you click on the first that link, it will bring you to a page with all of the parashas listed. Scroll down till you find Parasha Yitro, and then click on that link. When it opens up, there are a series of section 1s, because it is quite long. And the last section starts with verse 40, and that's where we will be starting today. And since we've already said the L'shem Yichud, we'll just start in. Vayishma Yitro v'gomer, patach v'yamar al kein odcha, v'goyim Hashem, u'shimcha azamera. David Malka Amar Da Beruach Kudsha Beshata Decha Ma Deha Yikara Tekudsha Berichu La Yistelik Bisliku Vela Yityach Ra Bealma Ela Misitra Dishar Amin Vitema hakucha berichu la ityakar pialma ela beginechon ki Israel hakihu vaday deha yish Israel inun hawe yisoda dishraga Leon Hara Valkad Shear Amin Atan Beodan Leia Bishivuda Tikara Titu Chaberihu Kidani Tosa Yesoda Dishraga Vitakaf Al kol ovado, pechibura chada v'shalit, kudsha berichu bilchodo. Eila v'tata. And the translation. When Jethro heard, he opened the discussion, saying, therefore I will give thanks to you, Hashem, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. King David said this in the spirit of holiness, when he saw that only the other nations exalted and glorified the Holy One, blessed be He, in the world. But if you say that the Holy One, blessed be He, exalts Himself in the world, only for Israel, this is certainly so. For Israel is the base of the shine of the candle. Yet when the other nations come forth to acknowledge him through worship of the glory of the Holy One, blessed be he, then the base of the candle increases and is strengthened. And then the Holy One, blessed be he, rules alone, above and below. My commentary. The verse is clear as read. But as an additional commentary, the verse is describing that Israel draws the light from the upper worlds, while the other nations widens the base and spreads that light around the world. And that is one of the reasons for the exile. Well, why Jews and the children of Israel live among so many, all of the 70 nations. Verse 41. Kega avnada kol alma dechilu ve'emata nafal alayu mikame kudsha barichu v'kewan te'ata yitro te'ihu komara ila adekol ta'awan acharanin keden itztakach The Shalit Yikara, the Kuchabarihu Alkola. The translation. It happened that great fear and terror of the Holy One, blessed be He, fell upon the entire world when they heard of the miracles occurring during the Exodus from Egypt. And when Yitro came, the high priest of the heathen deities, then the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, was strengthened, and He ruled over all. My commentary. Ask yourself if it is possible that great fear and terror can fall on the whole world, every person. Or is this pasuk describing the reactions of the angelic chieftains who were the leaders of the 70 nations? If it is the angelic chieftains, then is Jethro a physical person representing the priest of On, as expressed above in an earlier pasuk? Then Jethro, saying what he said, would strengthen his kingship to be over all. Pasuk 42.
Begin de kol alma. Kad shamu shema givurteya tekud shabarihu zau bekuhu hawo mistachlan biyat ro tihu hakim virad nemana tekol tawan te alma kewan dechamu Tehu ata ufalach leyad lekudsha berichu ve'amar ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'elohim kiden kulu itrachaku mipulcha neihon V'yadu dilet v'hu ma'mashu k'den it yakar yakara d'ishma kadisha d'kucha v'richu b'kol sitrin v'alda itrashim parshita da v'yoraita v'sheruta Deparshita awabeya Petro.
The translation. For when the people of the entire world heard of the wonders of the Holy One, blessed be He, they trembled. Then they looked up to Jethro, who was the wisest and was appointed over all of the heathen deities. When they saw that he came to worship the Holy One, blessed be He, saying, Now I know that Hashem is greater than all the Elohim, they gave up their idol worship, realizing their idols were worthless. At that time, the glory of the holy name of the Holy One, blessed be He, was exalted on all sides. Therefore, this scriptural chapter has been recorded in the Torah with Jethro's name at its beginning. My commentary. And the answers to the question I asked in the commentary in the Pasuk 42 is in this Pasuk, since the word Elohim can refer to the angelic chieftains. Pasuk 43. Yitrochad becha kimin teparo hawa tilat hakimin hawole aleparo chad yitro vechad yov vechad bilam chad yitro tilah hawa pochana Umana v'shamasha v'kochva d'shalit al sholtaneya tilahwa yada pulchana teit chazeleya v'chahu shemosha dileya Bilam hawa harsha v'komine chayrashin bein biovada bein b'mila. The translation. Yitro was one of the advisors to Pharaoh. Pharaoh had three advisors, Yitro, Job, and Bilam. One was Yitro, and there was no worship, appointed minister, sun or star that ruled over his empire, that he did not know its appropriate service. Bilam was a sorcerer in all of the manners of enchantments, whether by act or by word. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written. Jethro was from the right column of the negative system. His wisdom extended to all the known idols and Elohim and how to serve them. Today, most of us do not use the word service when referring to Hashem or other idols. Yet the rituals we do on holidays and Shabbats and daily is the service requested by their Creator. The difference between serving the Creator and serving other idols is that the recommended service is for the benefit of the created being, while serving the other idols is to the detriment of the created being. The only problem is the physical world where this service takes place is an illusion, and the created being cannot always see the effect of his or her service. Pasuk 44. Iyo hawa dachil bidchilu, uvahu dechilu, hawa ikara. Dileya begin demila, dileya bein dikedusha, bein besitra. Achara la yakil barnash liam shaka ruha dilela titlitata umigrav gabeya ela birhilu fikaven libeya uruteya birhilu Viru dili ba ukten yam shich letata rucha dilela uruta deitsterich. The translation. Job had fear. This reverence was his mainstay. It was the essence of his strength. For a word above, whether it be holy or of the other side, man can draw down the spirit from above and unite with it below, only with fear. By concentrating his heart and mind and with fear, brokenheartedly, and only then can he draw down the spirit of above and the needed wish. My commentary. What is hinted at here is the realization that the same spiritual system is used by both Hashem and the other side. Also, it is important to realize that the Hebrew word being translated as fear can also be translated as awe. Both translations activate the same spiritual system. Awe causes more of that spiritual system to be activated. Pasuk 45. Feila yeshave libeya urute bidchilu letatu lehahu sitra layakil leita bekabeya reuteya bar lehane tose dekikin. Vela bekuhu, begindit behu shaltanin, teit sterich begabaihu, reuta deliba, udhilu tafshin inun, milin ilain, teit sterich lechilu, veimata uru. The translation. And if he does not direct his heart and mind in fear to that side, then his mind cannot cling to it, only with diminutive images, and not even with all of them, since they are ruled by those who require meditation of the heart and fear, and even more so in the case of those supernal objects who require much more fear, terror, and intention. My commentary. Learn this well. Directing the heart and mind requires fear and or awe. The most easiest manner to direct the heart and mind is using the Hebrew letters. The letter sequence is important, since the holy positive letter sequences work in a holy and positive way, while the negative sequences work in the opposite manner. Pasuk 46.
Yitro itzterich. Ulchanea, tehahu sitrat adir, vain besimna, teitsterich leia levarnash, vain besimna, tila itsterich leia begin dehahu, sitra yehe davik, legabea beshata. Teitz terich leia, bilam mi'it tabak, peinun harashin kema deit mar.
The translation. Jethro had to worship that side continuously, whether his worshippers needed him or not, so that the side would cleave to him when he needed it. Bilam was connected with that sorcery, as was stated before. My commentary. That side is the other side. The hint in this pasuk is that the other side requires constant service, while Hashem is always sharing, whether you are serving Hashem or not. Of course, when one serves Hashem, that strengthens the potential and the actual effects of that person's potential miracles and brings them into their life. Pasuk 47. Hiyo biskiu dehahu tehilu dileya adar b'mitraim l'mitchal mikameya tekut shabarichu kad chama inun givuran The Tiv Sin Dekashiru Mitzrayel Ahawo Kilom Benafku Uvatar Tetavalon Beyama Kedain Taviadar Defulchana Dek Kadosh Barhu. The translation. Due to an overpowering sense of fear within him, when Job witnessed the miracles and mighty works the Holy One, blessed be He, had performed in Egypt, he returned to Egypt to worship the Holy One, blessed be He, in fear. Yitro did not convert to the worship of the Holy One, blessed be He, until the exodus from Egypt. All of the bonds and images that the Egyptians made were to no avail, for still they departed, and only when they drowned in the sea did Yitro convert to worship the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. This pasuk seems clear as written. There is a machlochet, an argument for the sake of truth, among the sages, whether Yitro converted to become a child of Israel. This Zohar Pasuk is quite enlightening in this dispute. Pasuk 48. Bilam laka biladar distinufa tisidra achara Awamitavak Beyavim Koldavistachluta Demerachik Awamistakel Begoeha Hutinufa Beitavakuta Tisidra Achara Gehabasidra Achara it nahiru, takik had the nahir, saharanea, kada avenoga, lo sabib, veda istakluta, the erhawa mistakel, me rahik filabekulu. Meeling. The translation. Bilam did not repent or convert, since the impurities of the other side still clung to him. And yet he observed from a distance and prophesied through the impurities and the clinging to the other side. For in the other side there is one small thread of light that surrounds it, as it is written, and a brightness was about it. And he saw through this small brightness from afar, though not in all matters. My commentary. Understand what is being hinted to clearly. one will never be able to see as clearly serving the other side than serving Hashem. This is for the same spiritual level. Learn this well. Pasuk 49. Mila zeher mehahu mehiru kivatar kotalahawa amar vilayada maika amar vahawa mistakil bihahu nehiru biski mudena feit galgalena Bechaze Barnash, Mechorasatima, Bilahaze Viraza, Dashatum Haim, Buch Muhashatum, Situm Vikolahad. The translation. And when he perceived this small streak of light, it was as if from behind a wall, and he spoke, yet did not know what he said. He perceived this light as if with the white part of the eye, as when the eye rolls and one sees covered light. Yet does see, and this is the secret of whose eyes are opened. And we learn that opened, the Hebrew word satum, spelled with the Hebrew letter sin, means closed. The Hebrew satum with the Hebrew letter samas, and all pertains to the same thing. My commentary. Here is the full verse referenced in English. And he took up his parable and said, the saying of Balaam, the son of Beor, and the saying of the man whose eye is opened, what is this teaching? That when one tries to see through the lens of the negative system, one will think their eye is open, when in fact it is closed. Pasuk 50. Kehalet sitra. Achara delet bea nehiru dakik zeher mesitra di kedusha kegavna derov helmin deviskiut skavna it had garaita na. Techitin bar ilain, tafse dikikin, chatifin dekuhu, mesave yatir, uhu hawa bilam yodea. The translation. There can always be found a small streak of light that comes from the side of holiness, as in most dreams where in a pile of straw there is one grain of wheat, except for those minor images that are most unclean. And it was in these that Bilaam knew. My commentary. According to the Midrash, it hints that Bilaam kept doing more and greater impure actions. The result is that Bilaam sees through the unclean images, as suggested in this pasuk. Pasuk 51. Zaka'ahu lakeya t'moshe dihu le'la b'kol kedushin. Elain, istakal bimadila, it yahiv rishu, levar na shachara, yalma li istakla,
Ukma de Bilam. Hawahamene hiru. Zeer dakik kemi basar. Kotala bigoi. Ahu sitra achara. Ufakimo shebigoi. Nehiru ila. Ravasagi. Hawahame letata. Kemi batar. Kotala. Hadashoka. Dakik de itchaze, leya velav bekol zimna, kimad bilam, lahwa mistakel, ahu nehiru, bekol zimna. The translation. Happy is the lot of Moses, who is high above all other supernal sanctities, for he perceived that which no other man on earth was ever given permission to observe. And just as Bilam saw a small light, fine and thin, as if behind a wall, from within the other side, so through the great supernal light of holiness did Moses see below, as if from behind a wall, a fine streak of darkness. And he did not see it always, just as Bilam did not always see that light. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching us the close relationship between Bilam and Moshe. They both represent the universal soul, one from the pure side, and one from the impure side. To understand this fully, one needs to listen to the classes on You Are Who You Hate. Pasuk 52. Zaka'a hulakea. Moshe Nevi'a, Behemana Makiti Be'a, Vayera Malach, Hashem Melav B'alabat, Esh Mitoch Hasne, Hasne V'day Hawa, Begoy Ha'ud Kedusha, Itabak Bea Tikola Itabak Dabada Tahor Witamele Atahor Elamigo Tame. The translation. Happy is the lot of Moses, the faithful prophet. For it is written about him, and an angel of Hashem appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. A bush refers to a klipah, which was in holiness and was connected to it. For all things connect one to another, the pure and the impure. There is no purity except from within impurity. My commentary. If one thinks about the last sentence in this pasuk, one will realize that if something is pure, then what is around it must be impure, relative to what is pure. Learn this law of relativity often and well. Pasuk 53. Viraza dami yitain tahor mitmei. Mitame, Kalifa, Umocha, Dabida Salka, Veda Kalifa, Laite Ade, Velaite Bar Hadzimna,
Tikumun Beitim Me'afra Chedain Yitzbar Khalifa Unhiru Yanhir Bialma Bilo Satimo Migoy Gatmota Mocha Zakain Inun Sadikaya The Alma de Nuvalma Diate. The translation. And this is the principle of who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean. The shell, the klipa, and the fruit are correlated, one with the other. And this klipa will never be broken or be gone until the dead rise from the dust. Then the klipa will be broken, and the light will shine into the world, without any covering, from the inner part. Happy are the righteous in this world, and in the world that is coming. My commentary. We all know that we do not see the light that has been revealed by earlier generations. Why not? Because there is a klipa that conceals that light. When that klipa is broken by the effect of the resurrection of the dead, then we will be able to see that light. That's the end of our section and the end of our class. Are there any questions? Class tomorrow at 10:30. We'll begin our preparations for the upcoming holidays of Purim and Pesach and the Omer and Shavuot and the unification of all of this. There will be no class at 5 at 2 p.m. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will have a mini Zohar classes. And at 7 o'clock Monday will be a class of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. Tuesday at the 7 o'clock will be the Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 7 o'clock will be questions and answers. Thursday at 4:30 will be advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue our study of the Zohar of Parashat Yitro. And next Saturday at 6 o'clock will be a Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar on the Parasha of Mishpatim. This will be our first opportunity in the new week to connect to the light of the Zohar. I bid you all shalom and Shavua Tov. Have a good week. A week of peace for all to seek. May gladness reign and joy increase. Shalom to all.
Shalom.